AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Search so far, Walter Reed Military Medical Center has come up empty after a report of a shot being fired. Jerry Bodlander with more.
Authorities in Montgomery County, Maryland, just north of the nation's capital, have spent several hours looking into a report by a 911 caller who said they heard a shot inside Building 1 on the sprawling campus. So far, says police spokesman Captain Paul Starks, they've found nothing.
There are no injuries that have been reported to the police or law enforcement agencies here, and there's no indication of any kind that there was a shooting.
As authorities continue to go through the building floor by floor, a main road outside the facility has reopened. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
South Carolina State Senate is debating whether to remove the Confederate flag from the grounds of the state capitol. Democrat Vincent Shaheen says the flag is just one example of the state's racial past and present.
If slavery was the original sin of America, then South Carolina is where we picked that fruit and ate it over and over and over again. And maybe we need as much healing, if not more, than anywhere else.
Demands for the flag to come down increase after 9 black people were shot dead after a Bible study class inside the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she respects Greece's vote against the terms of an international bailout, and while the door remains open in negotiations with the Greek government, they also have to reform their economy. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi fully expects the Greeks and the rest of the Eurozone countries to find a solution to their crisis.
Not compromising and going down that very dark path, that alternative path, is just hard to imagine. And so I expect them to get it together, unfortunately, after a lot of pain and suffering.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 95. The Nasdaq is off 35. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis is celebrating Mass with several hundred thousand people in Guayaquil, Ecuador, his first stop on a 9-day, three-nation South American visit. AP's Nicole Winfield tells us more.
After Ecuador, the Pope travels on to Bolivia, where he'll be for 2 days, and then the final destination is Paraguay. He returns to Rome on Sunday.
Serena Williams moves into the next round at Wimbledon, beating her sister Venus in straight sets, 6-3, 6-2, to advance to the quarterfinals. Serena says she enjoyed the match, and not just because she won.
It's been 6 years since we played each other, so like I said, I was just really enjoying the moment out there. It was such a great vibe and a great situation to be in.
She'll face Victoria Azarenka in tomorrow's quarterfinal matchup. Williams, who has won the Australian and French Opens this year, has a chance to become one of the first people in a long time to win a true Grand Slam in tennis. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.